After the surrender of Vicksburg, Grant had had a frustrating summer. His plan for a follow-up offensive against Mobile, Alabama, had been set aside by Washington so that troops from his army could be stripped away to provide manpower for expeditions thought to be of more immediate political benefit. The army, as Grant put it, was sent where it would do the least good. Then, while visiting New Orleans in early September to confer with Major General Nathaniel P. Banks about one of those ill-advised movements, Grant had suffered an accident. The large, powerful, and high-spirited horse he was riding shied at a passing train, slipped on a slick street, and fell on Grant's left leg. The leg, he later recalled in his memoirs, was swollen from the knee to the thigh, and the swelling, almost to the point of bursting, extended along the body up to the armpit. The pain was almost beyond endurance. Grant was laid up with this injury for some time, and, because he was Grant, people began to whisper about a possible return to his former bad habits, a reference to an unfortunate episode years earlier when a bored and lonely young Captain Grant had given way to alcoholism while stationed at an obscure West Coast fort. The gossip was false this time, as gossip generally is, but the whole affair, coming on top of everything else, could only have been extremely frustrating for Grant. Through it all, he could, at least, take comfort in the fact that he was now one of the nation's most successful generals, and lest he should wonder, Halleck wrote to assure him, "You need not fear being left idle. The moment you are well enough to take the field, you will have abundant occupation." That was October 11th, and Halleck already had a very good idea what the occupation would be. Grant reported at Cairo, ready for duty, just in time for the October 16th decision to give him the unified Western Command. The following day, Grant received the order to report to Louisville and set out immediately to go there by rail. The most direct route took him through Indianapolis, and there, as his train was about to leave the station, a messenger flagged it down to say that a special train from Washington had just pulled in, bearing the Secretary of War.